The BATTLEFORDS. There was cause for celebration in one Saskatchewan community on March 28, after the Battlefords likely broke its first Guinness World Record. The Battlefords District Food and Resource Center, BDFRC, has been accepting donations, due to Dan Fox and his team of 12 students at Battleford Central School, for over a month not only to topple a world record for the longest macaroni and cheese box domino fall, but also to gather donations for the food bank. Though it will be a while before it's official, the original record was roughly 5,000 boxes toppled, and the community, the BDFRC's executive director says, really stepped up. Thanks to the amazing contribution from the community, we have raised over 6,800 boxes, Erin Katerinich said in a statement. She added that on top of the 6,800, Kraft Dinner stepped up to donate 5,500 boxes as well, bringing the grand total to nearly 13,000 boxes. I am not surprised by the generosity from the community. I think it's fantastic. Breaking a world record is something the whole community can get behind. It's great, Katerinich said. The goal now, she noted, is to find space for the donated boxes at the building and distributing it to those in need. We still have a lot, from Christmas, so this adds to it definitely. We're thinking it should through to the end of the summer, she said, adding that the food bank helps 2,000 people each month. The Battlefords has always been a caring community, ready to step up and help whenever needed. Now thanks to Kraft Canada, we have more than doubled our goal. She added. The Battlefords class behind the record. Dan Fox with Living Sky School Division, the organizer for the event, said the record-breaking event grew out of an interest to do something new and fresh with his students who helped him. The topple team, as he affectionately calls the group of 12 grade 6 students from Battleford Central School, were an essential part of the project. I think it's important that we not only groom the next generation of students but also the next generation of citizens, he told the News Optimist in an interview. That coupled with my desire to do something for the food bank, to kind of keep the food bank in the forefront of community awareness, community hunger is not just a Christmas and Easter thing, he said, noting what had inspired him beyond helping his students. I mean, the amount donated is outstanding. Food insecurity is something I don't think the community understands. What level of demand there is in our community. I'm very thankful. I'm very appreciative of the community. The kids are very excited they got to be a part of it. With files from Averill Hall.